This is KCUR 89.3. When someone breaks an arm, it usually heals with the help of a cast and a lot of rest. But some worms and lizards can actually regrow entire severed limbs or tails in just a few weeks. For decades, biologists have been studying how these organisms do it, and if this phenomenon might have some uses in human health. KCUR's Alex Smith reports on some Kansas City researchers who are exploring what tiny flatworms can teach us about regeneration.
Compared to most kids' movies, Disney's Fantasia from 1940 is pretty messed up. In a famous segment, Mickey Mouse is a sorcerer's apprentice tormented by a broom that he brought to life to help with chores. At one point, Mickey completely loses it, grabs an axe, and savagely chops the cheery, bouncing broom into splinters. But the story doesn't end there. As Mickey walks away, the splinters begin to wiggle and regrow until each one becomes a new broom. Together, they form a bouncing broom army that terrorizes Mickey nearly to death. Researcher Alejandro Sanchez Alvarado specializes in studying a real-life animal that can actually do this, at least the regeneration part. It's a flatworm called Schmidtia mediterranea that can be sliced and diced again and again, and nearly every piece will regrow into a new worm.
They are masters of regeneration. They are incredibly good at this. In fact, many people thought that it was essentially just witchcraft.
It turns out their regeneration isn't magical or limitless, but new research from Sanchez Alvarado's lab at the Stowers Institute in Kansas City shows something nearly as incredible. This ability is contained in one single cell.
There are ones in there right now? Yeah, there's a few in the upper left.
At Sanchez Alvarado's lab, flatworms grow in big aquarium tanks. Swimming around, they look like squirming specks, but the researcher says he's got a soft spot for them.
But once you put them under the microscope and you see their photoreceptors, they look like little, manga characters. They're actually quite cute. Here he is. Hey, Anne, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
Using a combination of new DNA testing methods, postdoctoral researcher Anne Zeng narrowed down the flatworm cells that seem to have the best potential as engines for regeneration. He then took these single cells and injected them into flatworms that had been irradiated to the point where they couldn't regenerate. Amazingly, these essentially dead flatworms regrew completely. In fact, they're still alive and well.
They were injected maybe, almost 6 months ago. They're still alive. They're still alive. And they recover their capacity to regenerate.
The researchers think they've isolated what are called pluripotent stem cells. These are cells that can create any other type of cell the body might need. These are the starting point of fetal development for all animals, including humans. But Schmidtia mediterranea are one of the few animals that continue making them into adulthood. Peter Radin, a biology professor at MIT, says the research is a big step forward.
So if the goal is to understand regeneration, then we definitely want to have our hands on the cells that give the animals that ability.
Radin did postdoctoral work in Sanchez Alvarado's lab, but was not involved in his latest research. A few years ago, Radin and other researchers at MIT discovered that the flatworm's ability to regenerate is contained in pluripotent cells. Radin says now that the Stowers researchers have identified which cells those actually are, scientists can take the next step of figuring out how they work.
And so zeroing in on the molecular features of a cell that is acting as an adult pluripotent stem cell is an exciting direction.
Excitement over stem cell medicine hasn't always lived up to the hype, although there's been some success using stem cells to regrow bones or skin. But some researchers have suggested stem cell medicine has the potential to go much further, growing entire organs, repairing brain damage, or even counteracting aging. Sanchez Alvarado says he doesn't let himself get carried away thinking about those things. Instead, he says the payoff for him is being part of the larger scientific process and getting to be one of the first people ever to watch something like a flatworm regrow from a single cell.
It's one of those things that's what you do science for. You live for these moments, right?
Because no matter how much he learns about regeneration, it never seems any less magical. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.